7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, that time is obviously incorrect. The actual time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. Hello, hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I know what you're thinking, Tobe, what kind of name is that? Well, that's the kind of name you get when you're the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee and you like to drink tea. I got some tea. It looks pretty good. I've been drinking it. It's delicious. Oh, yeah. What am I drinking today? I'm drinking that middle-of-the-road Dahong Pao again. After 2 days of Jinjin Mei, I was going to change it up. And I thought, yeah, I think I might get into some of that Longjing or maybe some Che Guan Yin. And then I said, no! No, once again, it's Dahong Pao Day. Yeah. Oolongs. Yeah. Speaking of days, today is a weird day. Already. The weather has been strange. We had another thunderstorm roll through, and so it's very, very humid. It's at least 90% humidity, which is kind of a problem. And so I'm having weird sinus issues. That's fun. Everybody loves sinus day. I know I do. And it seems like it's a nice day, but it's kind of not. It's about 24 degrees outside, and with this kind of humidity, that is too much. And I'm spending my time today just trying to stay still. Let's leave this room. Let's leave the office / studio here so we can go into the other room. Oh boy. Oh boy. And I've got some weird stuff to tell you. And I've got something weird to show you. Although you can't see it. Because today is unboxing day. Oh, what are we going to unbox? Well, yesterday, shortly after Dubious Goals Committee ended, about 15 minutes after DGC ended yesterday, the Emeritus pulled up into my driveway with a carload of stuff for me. A carload which included some boat hulls, some balsa wood, and miniature scale lumber. What else was there? A bunch of stuff and some stuff. And there was three really oddball things. Two of those really oddball things are necks. Musical instrument necks. One of the necks is a full-scale mountain dulcimer neck that is slotted but not fretted. But it's slotted... It's slotted for Mixolydian plus the 6.5 fret, which I don't like. But that's fine, because if I ever fret this neck up, I don't have to put that fret in. Who cares, right? The other neck is a little neck. It's about half scale. It's about, what is the scale? The scale is about, what, 34 centimeters? It's tiny. And it has strings on it. And it's fretted for Mixolydian. and it sounds weak. But if we were to put this on this conveniently placed cigar box, this cigar box that's been sitting 2 meters away all this time that I've had no use for, if we put it on this box and then try to play it, it's not level. And we can finger it. Regardless, we don't need to go into this now. These necks will make appearances on the Dubious Goals Committee in the immediate future. The other thing of interest is this box. It is a cardboard box. And it has shipping tape on it that has a logo on it that gets me excited. And there's a label, a shipping label with a logo on it that gets me excited. And it says, from the warehouse. Oh my gosh, what is it? I don't want to cut through this tape because I don't want to cut through the logo. I know usually I like logo-free things, but let's get out some knife. So that we can open this box. I'm going to open it from the bottom so I don't tear the tape with the logo on it. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, aren't you a logo-free guy? Yes, usually I am. But this is a very special logo. It's a Synthhead logo. It's Bob's logo. And I'm trying to open this box very carefully so I don't cut anything that might be in it. All right, open the box. It's a standard U-Line S4101 box, 10 inches by 6 inches by 4 inches. I don't know what that is in metric. We can figure it out later. All right, taking stuff out of the box. There's something soft. It feels like fabric wrapped in craft paper. Let's undo the paper. Oh, it's lots of craft paper, and inside the craft paper is a plastic bag. And inside the bag, oh so cool, is a t-shirt and a sticker. The sticker is a logo sticker, and the t-shirt is awesome. It's black. And, oh, cool. It has the logo. Okay, if you're familiar with a very famous guy named Bob, who is dead now, but he made some synthesizers. It's basically, you know what the O logo is? Imagine the Bob's logo, the first O in his logo. It's that logo, but it's made of patch cables. It's patch cable logos. It's cool. Oh, this is very cool. So it's kind of a logo t-shirt, but it sort of isn't, because you can't tell it's the logo, and if you don't know it's the logo, and blah blah, it's not really the logo, it's just one of the letters in the logo. And oh boy, this is pretty damn cool. All right, I gotta remember to email the emeritus and thank him for this awesome t-shirt. Very cool, very cool. And I think I'm going to have to save this box. The U-Line S4101 box is a perfect cat loaf box. So, yeah, I'll set this aside and let Pippa play with it later. This will be fun. All right, let's quit messing around. We got to get to some music. And today we need to have some kind of educational music. Today is Educational Music Show Day. So what do we need to be educated about? Well, I don't know. What if you're making soup? Do you need a carrot or a potato? What do we need? Should I use parsley? Should I use oil? Thanks, digital media, for the typical fail. Yep, yeah, of course. Yep, yeah, of course. Yep,
time, Boris, start me soup. But he forgot the ingredient that he will never forget again. And what was missing? The bay leaf. Again. The bay leaf. Nice. The bay leaf. Is the meat of course is meat. Make you grow big and strong. Is the meat of course is meat. What you think is it? A trick? Is the meat of course is meat. Make you grow big and strong. Salt, pepper, sure. What you think is it? Carrot, potato. Carrot, potato. Carrot, potato. What you think is it? Ой, мама will be proud. Sorry, бабушка. It's only business. What is mission? The bay leaf. What is mission? It's the bay leaf. Mama, soup ready! The bay leaf. What is mission? Soup is ready. What? Bam. Of course. What? Bam.
Oh yeah, thank you, Boris, for that pro tip on how to cook soup. Carrot, potato, carrot, potato. Parsley? No, Western spies. I do enjoy humor in music, and in fact, it might be humor that got me into music as a child. I mean, as I think back and when I think back as far as I can and the first songs that I was interested in, those were the songs that were very funny. And so I appreciate humor in music, but I do not appreciate music in humor. Or do I? I don't know. It doesn't matter, because what this is a segue. I'm trying to lead up to something that I discovered recently. What have I discovered recently? Well, I have discovered a funny little subculture that I previously didn't know existed. And this all came about while I was doing some jazz research. Oh, my committee. You know how much I secretly harbor a love for jazz. It's true that I own two jazz records. I've always sort of moderately been interested in jazz. Jazz is musicians' music, music for musicians. And the more musician-y I get in life, the more I become interested in jazz. And so I was doing some jazz research a couple of nights ago. And when I say doing jazz research, you know, it means I'm watching videos on YouTube about famous jazz guys, how jazz works, and, you know, some guys just playing jazz. Just jazz research. And so I was doing jazz research, and of course, this is going to eventually lead to Coltrane and Giant Steps. And you've heard me do Giant Steps shows before. And yeah, this is another one, because I found the funniest thing. I found the funniest thing ever. This little subculture of, the only way that I can describe this is in Unix terms. So let me just say, asterisk, but it's Giant Steps. Meaning blank, but it's Giant Steps. In turn, meaning any song, insert any song title here, but it's Giant Steps. And what is this? Well, what people are doing, funny jazz guys, presumably, they're taking songs, very popular, well-known songs, and then transposing them into Giant Steps. They change the chord progression of the song, of these well-known songs, into the Giant Steps. What are the Giant Steps? The Giant Steps are, well, they're the Coltrane changes. They are a chord progression that was first made famous by John Coltrane and his song Giant Steps from the album Giant Steps. This is some jazz Giant Steps history that you should know from listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, obviously. But you can look into that if further if you want. I mean, if you want to listen to Giant Steps, you can. But we're not going to do that today. The first thing we're going to listen to is Africa, but it's Giant Steps. So this guy has taken the Toto song, Africa, that everybody knows and loves, and has transposed it using the Giant Steps chords. Oh my god. Okay, right? This is blowing my mind. I'm absolutely loving this because once you get some of this stuff going, it works, but it's crazy. Like the Bee Gees. You're gonna die. Okay, and this just keeps getting crazier and crazier because people are now just doing everything is Giant Steps. I found Greta Thunberg, but it's Giant Steps. And I found, what else did I find? Oh, I found some classical stuff too, like Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. And no, you didn't just get Rickrolled. This doesn't count. Okay, that blows my mind because that works really well. And I want to hear that. I want to hear Rick Astley do a full-on version of Never Gonna Give You Up, but it's Giant Steps. And then we got Violin Kid here. We got Joe DiAngelo doing the Super Mario Brothers theme on his electric violin. Good. this is blowing my mind. You can see why I'm loving this. This is blowing my mind. It's Giant Steps, but it's everything, and everything can be Giant Steps. And this is why jazz is such a beautiful thing, and why I wish I could play some jazz, because then I could play all my favorite songs, except, you know, make them Giant Steps. Like, what songs would I want to do? I don't know.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so thrilling about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. When you're out there without a care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Probably. And I hope that you are having the time of your life. Well, think twice.
Yeah, Crazy by CeeLo, or Gnarls Barkley / CeeLo, whatever you want to call him. But it's Giant Steps. And this raises the question, can absolutely anything be Giant Steps? Well, I think so, because isn't everything Giant Steps to begin with? Yeah, you just heard that. They could even have Giant Steps in space. You can go all the way out to space and go to your favorite space bar. You know, the Mos Eisley Cantina. The one bar on the entire planet. And they're playing Giant Steps in space. But I don't know what's funnier. What's funnier, pop music? The pop tunes that we love so much transposed into Giant Steps, or the classical music. I want to drop Pachelbel's Canon, but we don't want to do Pachelbel. Shut up, chicken guy. That was the chicken guy trying to sell me chicken when I'm trying to do Mozart Giant Steps. Come on, Mozart. Digital Mozart Giant Steps. Is this ever gonna play? Holy crap. Oh my god. Now imagine the movie, what was the Mozart movie called? It wasn't called Mozart, it was called Amadeus. Not even his real name. Now imagine Amadeus instead of Salieri, they have John Coltrane. Yeah, I'd watch that too. So I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, so Tob, any song can become Giant Steps? The bay leaf, but it's Giant Steps. Yeah, no, obviously this is not actually the bay leaf, but it's Giant Steps, but I want it to be so bad. Wouldn't that have been great? Yeah, you would have lost your mind. But there's only one thing that would have been funnier, now isn't there? Oh, I wonder what it could be. Oh, I don't know. Bailey. Now, see, the weird thing is I'm trying to do it in my head. In my head, you know, I'm going, okay, Banana Cha-Cha, okay, Giant Steps is, da-na-na-na. Okay, so Banana Cha-Cha would be, Banana Cha-Cha, Banana Cha-Cha, but it's Giant, Banana Cha-Cha, Banana Cha-Cha, but it's Giant Steps, but it's Giant Steps, but, oh, damn it, I don't know. Okay, Banana Cha-Cha, except it's Giant Steps. Holy crap, I mean, what's next? Golf ball washer, but it's Giant Steps. Hamburgers should be high, but it's Giant Steps. Renai circulation, but it's Giant Steps. Oh my god. Oh boy, stop. Go to the Okay. All right. You've been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, but it's Giant Steps, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Stay tuned. Harry Larry's coming up next, and he might actually play something Giant Stepsy. So stay tuned for that. My name is Tob. I gotta go eat lunch, but it's Giant Steps, so later.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.